Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur. In the beginning of a relationship with a narcissist, they will set you up to believe that they are wonderful, the best thing on earth, that they are a great catch, and that you should be, in essence, in awe of them. They give the impression they have it all together, can solve all your problems, and are the glorified one. This sets the stage for them to gain your trust. They do this by appearing to be vulnerable and open to gain your deep level of trust and commitment. Simultaneously, a narcissist will implode upon you wonderful, outlandish compliments, which is love bombing. They are trying to feed your soul with empty words of affirmation to win you over fully and wholeheartedly. Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time, I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur. The narcissist is convincing, charismatic, with an undertone of covert manipulation that cannot always be detected since they are smooth talkers. They're likable, kind, good to babies and pets. They're delightful by appearance, and the crowd agrees. They're trying to win you over, to believe in them, and to buy into who they say they are. They will then, once they have you brainwashed to believing in them, they will escalate to other forms of insidious abuse. In this video, we're going to discuss 7 ways the narcissist receives supply. The first is gaslighting. The narcissist will outwardly tell you the very things you say happened never happened, setting stage for you to question yourself, thoughts, behaviors, over and over again until you doubt yourself and no longer believe what you have seen or heard. The narcissist wants you to take their point of view and perspective. A narcissist will gaslight ever so gently at first. Their deception will worsen, and you will think you are going crazy. The narcissist knows full well their intentions. They're deliberately causing you to lose your mind, and they take joy in it. Second, testing and overriding boundaries. A narcissist will test your boundaries to see how much abuse you will take. They will do this covertly or sometimes overtly and even creatively to learn how you respond and where your limits are. At first, you may allow the intrusion, but once you put up a firm boundary with a narcissist, they will get outraged and will deliberately override it, knowing it irritates and violates your boundary line. Third, discrediting. A narcissist will undermine your ideas, dreams, visions, goals, and plans to be successful if even acknowledged. They will want you to give up your life for them because they view you as an extension of themselves to serve their purposes. Next, isolation. A narcissist will seek to move you physically and mentally away from those you seek support. They may wish to move you far out into the countryside, isolated. They may put down your friends and family, discredit them so you'll feel shame in reaching out and confiding in them. The narcissist is jealous and wants the attention. They want to be the sole source of influence in your life. At the same time, the narcissist will defame you to your friends and family. They will speak ill of you out of fake concern, only to spread lies and to isolate you further. This way here, your friends and family will not reach out to you since they may believe their stories. Then they answer for you. If you are asked a question, many times the narcissist will answer it and not allow you to speak your mind. Dare have an independent thought, and especially one that is contrary to their belief, and you may be introduced to the narcissistic rage. They want to control what you think and say. They have to be portrayed in the best of light. Their desire is to shut you down, so you give up. They want to invade your inner mind. The narcissist wants greater control to continue to abuse you further. When you are worn down by them, they feel powerful. Next, listening to find your weak spots. The narcissist will listen to hear your pain, only to later be used against you. Be careful what you share with a narcissist, as an elaborate, convincing story will be told when you are not around. They will seek to destroy your reputation. And when and if you decide to leave them, your support network has dried up due to the stories told. They will want you to come back to them so they can extricate more narcissistic supply from you and remain in an endless cycle of abuse. Lastly, playing mind games. A narcissist will deliberately instigate circular conversations that do not resolve. They think this is a fun game and enjoy messing with your head. Many times these conversations are traumatic, and you can spend days wondering what was said. It's orchestrated confusion. Like a parched tree when growing by the side of a home, slowly pervading the pipe in search for water, a narcissist is in constant search for narcissistic supply. They employ deceptive tactics from the onset to try to feed their need for approval, admiration, and to feel validated to their core. Learning about the tactics used and understanding the narcissist will help us to recover from the devastating effects of the emotional abuse. If you feel you're being controlled, manipulated, or even deceived in a relationship, I invite you to check out my new book. More information is available on our website, movingforwardafterabuse.com. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.